Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski, and joining me in the studio once again, Maria Zajac, because we're talking about, not Spanish wine, but we're talking about Amaros from Italy.
We are.
This is a fascinating subject. So I was in Rome on the WBJC trip, and if you walk into a cafe slash bar and you've already had a spectacular meal, which is very easy to do in Italy, and it's about, you know, 10 o'clock or so, and the bar's open until God knows when, but I'm not. You walk in and they're serving all of these Amaros. You have them either straight up or I think a little bit of ice is very, very nice. And I grew to like this Ramazzotti. It was really quite delightful, not too heavy in alcohol, and a really interesting combination of bitter and sweet and very complex kind of flavors.
I think that it's served after the meal as a digestif makes so much sense because of the flavor profile. I mean, this is nothing new, but that little bit of licorice, that herbal quality, the peel, the orange peel that we can sometimes get. I mean, it almost has sort of like a cola profile. And it does have that sort of digestive effect on you. It sort of clears the palate and tastes clean and also slightly medicinal, but not in a bad way. That said, I also really like it as an aperitif. On the rocks with a little bit of olive and olive juice, it gets that kind of sweet, salty, savory.
Yep.
I think that can be really a nice way to start an evening, especially in the summertime.
I agree. So in addition to Ramazzotti, you also have Cinar, which is a very unusual thing made from artichokes, of all things. I mean, if they can make booze out of artichokes, they can do anything. And there's some, of course, Fernet Branca.
Fernet Branca, yeah.
Yeah. You found an interesting story about Fernet Branca?
Yes, I was looking at Food and Wine magazine online, and their spirits writer, Ray Isle, was talking about a friend who was in his 50s and who grew up in Italy and was telling the story of how when he was in elementary school, his mother sent him off every morning with an espresso that also contained a raw egg yolk and a shot of Fernet Branca. Puts hair on your chest,
I
imagine.
He was an excellent student.
Yes.
That's all
fortifying. But again, these spirits started off as tonics or elixirs in the 19th century in Italy. And they do have that flavor profile to them. They use roots and herbs and flowers, and the secrets are very closely guarded. We read that Ramazzotti has bitter oranges in it. And it's funny, when we were sort of doing a blind tasting, it could almost pass for Cointreau.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a very interesting thing to explore. It's becoming very popular in cocktails in the United States, as is everything. But I think just having a little bit after dinner or a little bit before dinner just makes things ever so pleasant.
The Continental.
There you go. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.